Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back, Mike Oss, Newell Norman, broadcasting live from the Memorial Convention Center. We're right at the host committee location. When you walk in, there's, 3,000 of us. You'll find us. You'll find us. Thrilled here to speak with Lee Steinberg. And so many things we could talk about from a resume. It is going to be the 38th annual Super Bowl party. When it started, what was kind of the impetus? I mean, you've been an agent, you're a writer, motivational speaker, but 37 years ago, what was the impetus for this party?
Well, the thought was to find an alternative to the noisy, boozy, overcrowded, dark parties and provide a forum to network and also see if we could do some good. So that was 1985 in San Francisco. So it's morphed into, last year we had about 5,000 people, and big business politics, big sports entertainment have all descended on New Orleans, so we match those worlds. And we give humanitarian awards, and we're giving one for philanthropic service to Gail Benson of the Saints, and we're giving one to Drew Brees, and we're giving one to Sean Payton.
He's like the all-star team of New Orleans. You did
right.
Well,
yeah.
Brett Favre.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we also have Mark Morial.
That's right.
He's getting...
High school classmate of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's getting an award. We're going to move a family into the first home they'll ever own at the party, which is at the Jazz Museum. And the great thing about New Orleans is the culture and atmosphere. It's just... Once you taste the food, it spoils you to eat anything else. and so we're having it at Jazzland, at the Jazz Museum.
Right.
And so the theme will be jazz. But we also do a brain health summit with neurologists trying to tackle the specter of athletic concussion. I just set up a charitable foundation last week to deal with prevention, treatment, and cure in this area and to raise money for research.
What I was curious, it's such a, Newell and I have been around for a long time. It's such an impetus now, brain health with the Guardian caps and everything, but the damage for many people, unfortunately, has done. What was the trigger for you that this was, that's personal, so I figure...
It was back in the 1980s when I first saw Troy Aikman go down with a concussion and then Steve Young. And I'm representing half the starting quarterbacks in the NFL. We go to doctors and ask, how many is too many? What's the magic number? They had no answers because the brain was largely unexplored at that point. So we started having concussion conferences. The first one in 94 had Troy Aikman and Steve Young and Warren Moon and Drew Bledsoe. And we've continued to this day, but I didn't go to law school to send athletes down the road to dementia. Now, the good news is there are finally some treatments that can heal a concussed brain. One of them is called RTMS, which is magnets against the brain, and the other is neurofeedback. And the concept is neuroplasticity, and that you can actually rewire a concussed or impaired brain and bring it back to life.
Wow. If we walked out there right now and said and talked to 3,000 people, 2,800 of them would go, oh, I could be an agent. I can do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I believe that. But it's, first off, it's a skill, right? You're an attorney, but you are also concerned because, I mean, the way the landscape now, NIL, it's crazy. You can agents grow, but you want to grow real agents with your schools.
So we have agent academies, and we are trying to bring a new generation along, which has ethics and values, and is specifically trained in how to recruit, how to negotiate, how to set up a charitable foundation, how to brand and market. And you're so right. NIL has changed everything.
Ugh.
Because our practice, I ask these athletes to be role models and retrace their roots. So back to the high school community, set up a scholarship fund, do the same thing at college, and then a charitable foundation. So, for example, Warwick Dunn, who's from Baton Rouge, just put the 200 single mother and family into the first home they ever owned. So you're trying to make a difference. Now, all of a sudden, NIL has morphed into recruiting, and it's the currency from high school to college recruiting. And so you have that quarterback goes to LSU, right, commits, and then he's offered $14 million, and he goes off. Well, that wasn't the original intention of this. And it's going to create four conferences that are above everything else. And those four conferences will be the haves, and they'll have all the great players, and then there'll be everybody else. And they'll pull away from the NCAA. They'll do their own bargaining with networks, and it's totally changed.
And it's going to be, and Nils, please step in. But
no, I was going to say, at some point, I think it's going to be the wealthy eight. There's going to be about eight universities. You know better than I, but as I kind of look across the landscape, you're going to have eight wealthy universities that are going to control everything.
It'll be Ohio State and Michigan, Notre Dame, Alabama, SC, and but this is already happening,
yeah.
And it's unintended consequences, just like how they let gambling into this sport. And no one ever really thought about the fact that, okay, it's great that you can go into Washington Commanders Stadium, but all it's going to take is one athlete who gets in financial trouble, who tells a gambler inside information or shares that
right.
He's going to shave performance, and then we don't have real contests anymore. We've got wrestling.
And the double consequence, you talk to athletic directors, in that when the footballs break away, they're the moneymakers. Golf team, tennis team, gymnastics team, our Olympics
women,
will suffer.
Women's sports.
Right, women's sports, because they don't make money.
All the non-revenue sports
are going to be, and we're not going to feel it right now, but 4-8 years from now, we are going to feel it painfully.
I'm with you. That's a really important point, and because it stultifies every other. If you believe that part of why we have athletics at the university is to share that experience with the largest amount of athletes, then we're inherently going to cut down on that.
Lee, what's the most, revisiting with Lee Steinberg, obviously a legendary sports agent, but Lee, what is the most difficult hurdle to get these young men to think about when you talk to them about leaving a legacy? You know, it's one of the most important components, in my view, of leadership, right?
So you have to find and profile the right clients. So imagine back in 2017, I'm sitting with Patrick Mahomes Sr. and his wife, Randy, and they're doing the initial screening. So I'm talking to them about being a role model, establishing a foundation, leaving a legacy, second career from the very beginning, so we're already focused on it. If they accept that, then they'll be attracted and I'll end up representing them. I mean, I've had 64 first-round draft picks and the very first pick in the draft in football, and we've had similar in baseball. But it's finding the right profile of the young athlete. That's why NIL is so tough, because I'm probably not going to find that when someone's 15 years old and looking to be marketed.
So, and I would assume it, allow me a little personal here, is that you don't have to, they are 21, they're immortal. I'm going to be rich forever and ever and ever. But your story itself, you've had tough financial times. On March 21st, 15 years sobriety. Yes. I would imagine your story, people go, at least I'm pretty, he's a billionaire, right? No. There are peaks and valleys, and if you don't think that you're immune to it, you are going to fall to it.
Right. And I struggled with alcohol and had to break denial about the fact I had a problem and follow, you know, a 12-step program. And next month, everything goes well.
Congratulations.
15 years sober. So if you're out there and you're struggling and you're confused and devastated because of problems with addictive substances, just know help's available and you can come back.
Do you, I'm sorry, but I, so Newell and I both, we have contracts. He used to be the sheriff, so he didn't have, that contract was the voters. But I was in local television, so we have contracts. I hate it with a passion, negotiating. I just hate it. Is it something that you were drawn to? Is it a skill? Is it something you enjoy?
It really is about listening skills. It's about drawing out another human being so you understand, what's the position of the general manager at the TV station? What are the pressures on him? What's his background and the rest of it? I've got to personally relate to that and figure out if we can craft a win-win scenario so that my client is maximally compensated, but the employer gets what's important to them out of it. So it's understanding that, but you've got to establish an atmosphere of trust. And in most situations, we do repetitive negotiating. So if I'm dealing with Jerry Jones 1 year, I'll be dealing with him the next year. And so you can't
blow it up.
No,
right?
You have to set up a paradigm of cooperation because you're going to deal repeatedly with the same people.
How much, if you don't mind us going back to NIL for a moment, I mean, I think you would agree that money's a corrupter. It can be a corrupter. And obviously, the emotional capability, the lack of emotional intelligence that a lot of young kids have, I have to imagine that for you as a sport agent, going back, because I'm a big thing about legacy, right? I served 40 years in law enforcement, 10 as an elected sheriff, and always was very mindful of the legacy that I was going to leave behind. It was one of the five pillars of leadership for me. How hard it's going to have to be exponentially harder now when these young folks come to you with already multiple millions of dollars in their pocket and maybe no one guiding them.
And they're branded. So here's the interesting thing. When Troy Aikman and Steve Young are in the early part of their career, I said to them, why don't you wait on endorsements? First, let's prove to the fans of the city that you're focused on football, that you're willing to be part of the community. Let's set up a charitable foundation. Let's just not do it. And with Mahomes, the first 2 years of his career, he did no endorsements. Now, after he'd proved to people he was ready, so part of the problem is...
And boy, did he prove.
Yeah. But part of the problem is that these young people have done nothing in terms of playing at any advanced level. They're still in high school. And so it's almost like dessert comes before dinner.
Right. And then you got to transform them, re-engineer it, reimagine the brand that they already have. Because that brand may have worked for them when they were 17, but it's not going to work for them when they're 24.
Right. And it's, you know, Brave New World. I mean, assuming our ages are similar, you know, we grew up with out cell phones, without computers.
Yeah. With Although computers, I like cell phones.
I got you. But exactly. And these people are part of a generation where they grew up attached to multitasking at the same time with big color coming across computer screens and video games. And it attenuates attention span. It's harder to focus if you've got 15 different things going on all at once.
Last question I have. What was your relationship with Tom Benson and any kind of negotiating that you might have had with him throughout the years?
It was fine. And his wife, I think, is a real pillar of the she is a pillar of the community. He didn't particularly like agents, but
it's okay. He didn't like media. He didn't like a lot of things.
Generically, he didn't.
That's a compliment,
right? But
but you were kind of used to that, right?
Yes, it's. But it was fine, and I think football's better as a league when the Saints are better.
That's true.
Absolutely. Better as a league if they're all better, right?
Right.
Interesting. From an NFL perspective, what do you see as one of their biggest challenges today?
I think one of the things, for example, is the fact ticket prices are so high. The second challenge, because you have to have people see the sport played live. The second thing is, I'm not sure I'm a big fan of parceling out parts of the television package to pay TV things. Our popularity, the reason football dominates America, is that for $200 you can buy a TV set with rabbit ears and you can watch games.
I agree.
And if all of a sudden you have to have more money to watch games, I don't know about that. Concussion is the existential threat to the sport, but nothing else is so dominant right now. 60 of the top 100 television shows last year were NFL football. It means it's not only the most popular sport, it's the most popular form of entertainment in this country. Now, that's new.
Yeah, very interesting. A lot of different challenges that they're facing, obviously, internationally.
So,
your thoughts.
So internationally, soccer is the world's a passion. They call it football. So the difficulty is you've got to start building at a younger level. You need to build leagues over there. I think that in Europe, and so you need an infrastructure to support, because right now it's just an event that they go to.
Interesting.
Well, we can't thank you enough. It was informative. It was entertaining. Just happy as heck.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I always wanted to meet you, and I can't believe it happened today.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you so much for joining us. We know that you're incredibly busy. We really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Thank you. That's Lee Steinberg, sports agent. If you hadn't heard about Lee Steinberg, you hadn't paid attention to sports. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We will be right back. We'll visit with Arthur Bubba Boisfontaine. He's the guy that's wrapping buildings. We'll be right
back. Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy.
If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Back. Welcome back, folks. We are here at Media Row, and we want to thank the host committee and so many others for hosting us here all week long. Mike, we're joined, I think, a friend of both of ours, and we just call him Bubba.
Right.
Everything else is too hard to pronounce.
No, right. Arthur's really not a problem. It's the last name we need the nickname for.
Arthur Bubba Boisfontaine, CEO and digital creator with CCI Productions. When you see all those banners and all those wraps of these big buildings, this is the guy that does it. He's got an imagination like no other friend that I have, I promise you. But Arthur, welcome to the show. We so appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all having me.
You know, you have lit up the dome. You've put these wraps up. You were part of the amazing light show on St. Louis Cathedral.
Well, and yeah, so St. Louis Cathedral is that's handled by the NFL.
Right.
We've been part of like discussions, you know, and a lot of these discussions happened like well over a year ago.
Right.
And so, you know, we hear about different things, but we have different partners that come in from all over. They're coming in from Phoenix, New York, and L.A. and all over. And, you know, we're a part of everything, we're doing a lot of the work around the city, and it's a proud moment. I remember when I was the young guy in the business, and now I'm the old guy in the business.
You're preaching to the choir.
Absolutely. But I've been to your facility.
Yeah.
I mean, the print machines, folks, it's hard to describe what they do totally. And when you see the end product and you see that it came out of that machine, it was like, there's no way.
Yeah, so our company is, we have one of the largest print production facilities in the country. And we're right here in Elmwood.
Right in Elmwood.
And we started in a 25, actually we started in my partner's in his house. And then we, next thing you know, we got 2,500 square feet. Then we took the suite next to us. We're at 5,000. Then we're 7,500, then 10,000. And then all of a sudden, we buy this 53,000 square foot building, and we've really grown to the point where we're kind of busting.
Y'all are, last time I was there, were busting at the seams.
Yeah.
We can find you. I know some people at Jetco. We can find you a new place.
Yeah. That's right. I've done the 504, by the way. Yeah. I like those low rates.
He leaves no stone unturned, trust me.
That's right. But look, our team is built for this. This is what we do. We've worked on Final Four, Super Bowls, NBA All-Star Games, World Cup, we're working. We're doing some business development on that side right now. America's Cup, we're doing business development right now on the Olympics. So what you do, it's like back in my days of selling copiers. You know, back then it was what you do today affects you in 90 days. What we do today affects us and could be 2 to 3 to 4 years.
Right.
But you just got to keep on sawing wood.
Yeah, same thing with New Orleans and Company and luring conventions here, right? They're already luring conventions into the 2030s.
While the iron is hot.
Yeah. So, New Orleans and Company, I think they're the best at what they do anywhere in the world. And I would say that they're top three.
Well, you've
in the
been
world.
Around to all the major cities.
I have. And I look at Walt and his team, and you know, they have a great board. But they work really, really hard. And, you know, we had 19.5 million visitors. We're looking at the projections of what's coming up, you know, next year and year after, and it's moving up. But GNO Inc., the same thing, like what they're doing, you know, to really grow our city. And, you know, one of the things that I want to see is when you talk about our city, you know, you may have opinions on certain things, but I want you to tell us about the good things that are happening as well, because we have tech that's coming up. We have the Meta, you know, and all these things, they all affect us in the sports world. You know, when we're doing well in different parts of our state, you know, it comes down LED. They've done an amazing job. They're really doing some spectacular things supporting small business. And you know, we work with, even on Super Bowl, like we're working with a lot of small companies. And I remember when I was a young guy, like just getting started and just so excited to get that $8,000 job. Now we're doing seven figures, you know, in these projects. And it's exciting to see them, you know, get a piece of this. And in 10, 20 years, they're going to be just like we are, and we're going to keep growing this economy.
You know, vinyl used to be a product that y'all did a lot on.
Yep.
What has changed? I mean, you know, when you look at these banners that are stories high, you know, I mean, a third of these high-rise buildings wrapped.
Yeah, you know, different materials. So adhesive vinyl, like Benson Towers adhesive vinyl, it's two different materials. So the windows, you have to be at a C out. So we, you know, it's 1,000 panels that make it up. So you got to sort them properly. You know, we did a project that we're really proud of. We've worked with the city. We've worked with GNO Inc., New Orleans and Company, LED, to put Becky Voss on Plaza
Town.
On the backside, which is, and look. When it comes to safety, like that's number one for us. We go up, like even as yesterday, the
that's
team.
That's right, y'all put it up yesterday.
Yeah, the
right?
team that went up, and you know that we don't install everything that we do. Okay, so we have teams that come in, but it's like, hey, there's a 70% chance we're going to get this thing up. If you feel at any moment that your safety is at risk, that 30%, get off the building. It was an understanding, you know, that we've had with everybody involved, and we accepted that. They accepted that, and look, we're highlighting a great artist.
Yeah. Right, absolutely.
And it's exciting. And that was a mesh banner. It was, I want to say, it was 80 feet by 120, 130 feet. We made it in one piece.
Wow.
It was over 1,000.
Yeah.
I know. So we sewed this thing together. We had 20 people. It looked like a centipede walking through our shop, right? Because we accordion folded, and look, our team.
But it's like a sale, you know. When you're thinking you're on the side of a building, I mean, that's like having a sail on a sailboat.
It is. So basically, you know, it's funny because I say you could take a Zulu coconut, and you can wrap the banner around it and just put almost like a rubber band, like something that small, and then you basically just attach, you know, a ratchet strap underneath that little bitty, you know, round object there. Then you take it and you pull it up from there, and we tie it at the bottom, so it goes up, you know, almost in a diameter of maybe 48 inches or so, and then we basically, there's cable up there, so that's been, you know, pre-done, and then we use carabiner clips and we just start clipping them, and at one point it's like a big shower curtain,
right?
And then you tighten it up and tension it.
I'm a huge Becky Foss fan,
yeah.
To the point I think she's a little frightened of me, but big fan. And so we don't get to say this sentence often, but if you get a chance, go down and see Plaza Tower.
Yeah.
Because it's on the Julia Street side. But my question is, can we keep some of this stuff? Can we highlight some artists? Can we, what happens on February 10th?
Yeah, so I don't know the answer to that question. However, this, I look at it like this. I know it's somewhat controversial, and I get it. You know, the building, it's a tough situation. But if you look at what the city has done to highlight these artists, these B mics, and all these, you know, here's the good news. The good news is when you get graffiti around the city, graffiti artists do not put graffiti on other artists.
Others, right.
Okay. So that's how you fight
graffiti.
that problem, right? And but look, when you turn off of Poydras and you're going toward Plaza Tower and that Julia Street, and that sucker's sitting right there, it's massive. It's beautiful.
It's her Pelican, you know,
if you
know Becky's work, it's the Pelican, the colors just pop. I mean, think City Hall.
Yeah.
City Hall. What local artists, and you kind of feature, you know, I don't know.
You see that in Europe a lot more.
Yeah.
You know, these little light shows on public buildings.
But the quality is so different now. It's a different ball game.
You know, it was probably about 10 or 12 years ago, we wrapped the U.S. Supreme Court all the way around.
Wow.
It was under construction. And it was like, okay, how do we take this building and how do we keep all the elements inside? So it does a couple of things. Number one, we made it look like the U.S. Supreme Court. And number two, it keeps all the elements during the construction in, which this does the same thing. So it was like, hey, look, you know, if there's a problem, like this is one more, you know, layer.
Yeah.
That
which
keeps
is good.
It, which is good.
especially the building that we're talking about.
Yeah. But
a panel of marble coming down.
To answer your question, like, I think that there's an opportunity for wraps to occur. And look, you want to do it right. You don't want to just put anything.
Yeah.
But that's just a matter. Let's get to a table. Let's talk about it, and let's see how we can attract.
Bubba, are you seeing relative to new buildings actually contemplating that, you know, and actually building their building in a way to receive a wrap a lot easier?
They are. So there's parking garages that put that right in, because look, they monetize that sucker like that's actually going on their business plan, and
right.
You know, it's a good business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So but when you can throw in, you know, you make another 50 or 100 grand during Super Bowl and then have it throughout the year, kind of like the one that's by the post office, you know, Dr. Pepper has been up there and different.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, that's money.
When you roll out of Super Bowl, rolling into Mardi Gras, is that, I don't know what Mardi Gras means for
Mardi Gras is not like a huge
it's not really,
event for us.
It's not sponsored and, you know, you don't have the big.
Yeah. We wind up getting we get some cool projects, and some of it's just, you know, covering some of these stands and whatnot. But, you know, we work, I probably 40% of our business comes from out of state. And we used to be in San Francisco and Atlanta and New Orleans, and we shut down San Francisco and Atlanta. These were all three production facilities. We're doing more revenue in this one location than we were doing in all three. And
wow.
And it's a testament to our team. And we're lean and mean. And you know, our team, you know, bottom line is they get paid and benefits and whatnot, but at the end of the year, based on how we do, you know, there's money there. So we all look at it as problem solving, working as a team. Our culture is incredible. I look at at the team that we built, and they are absolutely phenomenal.
And the thing is,
well, it's reflected in the product.
Right, I was going to say the same thing. You don't get to go, ah, we screwed that one up. No, dude, it's the building. You got your work is right there every day to be judged.
Yeah, if you mess something up, you're probably and at that scale, you're probably going to in really big trouble financially.
Who are the chefs?
Yeah. So it's all about.
There's no oopsies in your business.
No. But look. Super Bowl, there's all these parties. The decor that we're doing is like the media party was unbelievable.
Oh, that was incredible.
We worked on that. We had a couple of project managers working on that, and then our production team for a long time, and it was spectacular. It was next level. I called New Orleans and Company. GNO. GNO Inc. The Great New Orleans Sports Foundation. The next day, told Tricia, I said, just wanted to let you know, this was next level.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a party within a party within a party.
And I think that's the reaction that they've received from the media, international media, and others.
The bar is always set higher each year, especially when it's in New Orleans.
There was this guy that came up to me that was from Philadelphia, and he's talking, I'm by that alligator area. And he's like, man, this is insane. Like, this is the best place to host a Super Bowl. And I'm like, there's no doubt.
Well, we've been trying to tell you all that.
And he's like, and then I get to actually hold an alligator. I was like, well, let me show you something. Like, this is from when I was alligator hunting. This is a 10-footer. And he's like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. But he said, the people here are so nice. And the thing, and I told him, we're not trying to be any different than who we are. Like, that's just who we are.
That's just who we are.
And he's like, this is as much as the location of the stadium to the hotels to the French Quarter, the people are what really make it. Yeah. The food, the people, and you know, it's exciting to hear that. It's and I think our citizens feel really good right now.
Absolutely. Arthur Bubba, Wasfontaine, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations to you, all the great work that you've done. And folks, you just met the guy, you just heard the guy that's responsible for almost every banner that goes up, if not every banner that you see up there around the city. One of the other things, Mike, that they do that's incredible, locker rooms. Oh, and yeah. All of the visuals inside of the locker rooms. I got to see album full of stuff that they've done for almost every collegiate team around. The locker rooms are just absolutely incredible. I mean, it's just I love going by his place. Congratulations to you, your team,
you.
And everyone else. And we thank you for being a great ambassador, actually, for the city of New Orleans as you travel around the world.
We'll
be right back,
that.
Folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. I'm Newell Norman. He's Mike Haas. We will be right back from Media Row. We are back, and we've covered such a broad range of topics this week. It's been a really incredible week, and we are going to finish out our coverage, and we're going to continue with the ramp up to Super Bowl, Mike, with Marcus Brown, who's the chair of the Super Bowl Host Committee, Senior Vice President, General Counsel for Entergy New Orleans and the Entergy Company. He's been huge.
Yeah, he's been great, you know, since they handed it over, it seems like yesterday when Las Vegas handed it over to us.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to go to a break, and we will come back with Marcus Brown from the Super Bowl Host Committee as we ramp up to that big game on Sunday. Stay with us, folks.
Hey, football fans. For those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.